This is Sunday morning, 11-10-19. This is the Prophet's Corner and Cut. This is a short word, but I wanted to bring it because I want to encourage you with it. The Lord encouraged me with it because, like I said, when you're listening to stuff on YouTube and stuff, getting news updates and stuff, you hear a lot of bad. And I just began to ask the Lord about it, and He brought me right back to what He first spoke to me. The name of this is called, I Use Men as My Instruments. You know, we need to not look to men so much. I use men as my instruments. I said to you a few years ago, when you were just starting to get your eyes open to the truth of your world, you asked me a question right after the 2016 election. Why is everything such a mess? All previous elections, it seemed, there was an election. Then things just went back to normal, or so you thought. My answer was to you was, I am cleaning out the closets. Yes, it is a big closet. I have not stopped in this process, and I will continue until it is all cleaned out and everything is in divine order. It can no longer be swept under the rug, so to speak. The corruption runs so deep that it is ready to be reaped. It is essential that you understand this. I use men as my instruments. I am using my trumpet for this cleanup. Never forget, though, that it is me that is draining the swamp. Men are only the instruments that I use. I will not stop, and I will thoroughly purge my threshing floor. The axe is being laid to the root. Yes, observe. Judgment has begun at the house of God first. Next, the highest offices of judgment in the land, the justice system itself. This includes Supreme Court and all the way down. Now you know why it has seemed to take so long. How can you prosecute if your judges are also corrupt? I've already judged. The sentence is already passed. So be encouraged. Stand your ground and take the land back. And don't be moved by the mess that you're seeing. Isn't it understandable? Just cleaning out your closets that... Isn't there a temporary mess? Just as you clean up after your and clean your closet, so will I. Trust the plan, says the Lord. They were talking about the president has put more judges in off or in places, placed more judges than the last five presidents put together. He's put in 159, I think, is what it was, but there's a total of like 180 something that he's still got. There'll be a total of 180-something judges. And there's a good, before the election, we've been speaking that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it'll come out that she is, you know. And I don't know about the Chief Justice, I won't mention his name. I know two prophets that have prophesied, at least two would step down in disgrace, so I'm not sure who those are. But we're looking at him appointing one more, could so stack it to where for a long time, we'd have a stacked court to where it didn't matter how they voted, the conservatives would always win out, or the ones that think the right way would always win out. So the Lord was just letting me know, you know, don't get dry so much on man and thinking, man, why aren't they doing something? Why don't they do something? Because I was saying that, Lord, why don't they do something? Why don't they just round them up? Or why don't they just do this? And he was, what people don't understand, it's all about the Supreme Court, this impeachment hoax. It's all about the Supreme Court. Because if she goes out and he gets to appoint another one, they're dead meat. I mean, period. They don't have anywhere to go from this because they have counted on unjust judges to block him at every turn for three solid years. All they have to get is one judge in agreement with them and he can put a blockade against the president's executive order. Now, how unjust is that? So you see why it's taken so long. He has to get these judges confirmed. That means through the Democrats too. So by him doing this, these have to be in place. So when the trials begin, we got just judges judging, not corrupt judges. What good is that if there's corrupt judges? Why don't they do something? Nothing's happening. Blah, 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 blah. This is why. If they had just judges in place, they'd have gathered them all in. What good is it if they arrest them and then some wicked judge lets them go? They're taking their time. They're doing it right, because when they get convicted, that execution will stay. It won't be thrown out of court or got off on a technicality because of corrupt judges. So be encouraged. God is doing this. Nothing can stop it. I appreciate what Joe M. said. Joe M., he just was on for about a year, and he just one day up and left a week ago and said, I'm done. I'm out of here. You don't need me anymore. You've already won. He's somebody in the know. He basically said the same thing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Nothing they can do can stop it. God has set it in motion. Not because the president set it in motion, but because God has set it in motion, and it's happening. The church can't operate. The church can't go forward. The church can't take the gospel if the corruption that's in the earth stays. We can't coexist. They'll stomp us out. They nearly did. God is equaling the playing field so that His last day remnant can get the gospel out so He can come. There it is right there. That's the plan right there.